Okay, so let's begin our review of the Shari Tshuva, the first gate. So, starting before we actually get to the 20 principles, there are a number of key points that are brought down by Rabbeinu Yonah in terms of Tshuva itself. What is Tshuva? Tshuva is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us as a grandiose gift, a matana, a present. It is something which saves ourselves from destruction and removes Hashem's wrath from us. It is a tremendous gift. It's something that we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created for us and has done so in such a manner that the gates are always open and they are never closed to us. The possibility for tshuva, the possibility to repent, is always open for us. Even if our tshuva might be lacking, even if our tshuva might be not out of complete love and awe for Hashem, that the tshuva and its motivations are of an inferior type, nevertheless, they are acceptable to Hashem. Each and every one of us puts all that which we have in terms of our natural abilities, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu matches that in return and lifts us into purity and into a level of attainment of love for Him. It's incumbent then upon us realizing how tremendous, how unbelievable this gift is, that we are able to return to Hashem. We are able to return to God with all our hearts, all our mind, all our soul, and be acceptable in that path of return, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set forth that gate that allows us to enter, that we have to cherish this gift of tshuva. And seeing how great and how wonderful it is, there's nothing more horrible than, God forbid, delaying from doing tshuva. If for any reason we stood in rebellion and Chalila, God forbid, continued in evil, there can't be anything worse with the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the door open and waiting and looks forward to seeing us enter through that door and return to Him. Therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that the only person who would delay is someone who is ignorant, someone who does not believe, someone who at the lowest level does not even realize that there's punishment for sin, or even that there's sin at all. Delaying in itself is something which should bring upon us punishment. Nevertheless, as we said, the gates of tshuva are never closed. And tshuva itself, really out of mere self-preservation, is something that we should never be delaying to do. For tshuva protects us from future sin. When we act with all of that which Rabbeinu Yonah gives to us in the 20 principles of tshuva, when we fulfill this at its highest point, when we return to Hashem sighing with bitter heart, quaking and anxious, with eyes overflowing from sorrow, will then that second time, will then again, will he drink a bitter cup once again? No, tshuva will protect him. That feeling of remorse that he had built up in himself through fulfilling the 20 principles, which Rabbeinu Yonah will tell us, will protect him. Therefore, tshuva as a halacha, tshuva as a law brought down by the Rambam, is 5 steps. But tshuva in terms of the change of the core self in order to become a warrior in the war against the Yetzer Hara has 20 principles. So what then is the fundamental key before looking at all the 20. The fundamental key to change within oneself, to protect his soul from destruction, and to give him the ability to return to Hashem in complete and total form, this is to build and to grow the awe of heaven. So let us now begin. I'm going to go ahead and list out quickly first the 20 principles, and then we will review each principle one by one. In short, as we said, for those that would like a more in-depth look, to go through the previous six shiurim, they are available at www.teachitumi.com, to go ahead and review these previous six classes for a more in-depth look at each and every one of these principles. But for this short class, in order just to have it on the tips of our tongues, again, we'll quickly read out the 20, and then we will go ahead and we will again mention just a little bit on each one of the 20. For those that can, if you go ahead now to the Teacher Tumi site and go to the Shari Tshuva archives, you will find. So the 20 principles that Rabbeinu Yonah lays out for us, Bekitzer, in short, are as follows. Number 1, regret. Number 2, leaving sin. Number 3, sorrow. Number 4, expressions of sorrow. Number 5, worry. Number 6, shame. Number 7, humbling oneself. Number 8, humility indeed. Number 9, breaking physical desire. Number 10, amelioration of deeds in the same areas as the sin. Number 11, searching one's ways. Number 12, investigating the magnitude of sin. Number 13, seeing the light sins as great sins in one's eyes. Number 14, confession. Number 15, prayer. Number 16, correcting misdeeds. Number 17, pursuing kindness and truth. Number 18, constantly remembering one's sins. Number 19, forsaking sin when challenged. And number 20, turn others from sin. Now what we will do is go through the 20 once more, but this time we will do it a little slower. And in particular, we will expand on each one of them just slightly, just enough to try and keep the shiur within sizable limits. And that being a review of the previous six shiurim, I request and ask all those that have missed to go ahead and visit the site and review them. So begin. Ha'ikar Rishon, the first principle, Ahrata, regret. The foundation of tshuva begins with regret. Yavin levavo ki rav amar ozvo et Hashem. One must understand in his heart that abandoning Hashem is evil and bitter. Vayashiv elibo ki yesh onish vin nakom vishilem al heavon. He must place upon his heart that there is punishment, retribution, and compensation for sin. Second principle, azivat achet, leaving sin. Ki azov derachav haraim, v'yigmor b'chol levavo. Ki lo yosif lashuv baderach hazeh od. He must leave his path of evil and completely resolve in his heart never to return again to this path. So the third principle, Hayikra Shlishi Hayagon Sorrow, Kamarabara'at Mishi Himrat Yotzro V'yagdil Yagon Bivavo. How evil is the one that rebels against his Creator. He should magnify sorrow upon his heart that he was corrupt and loathsome before him, before Hashem, and he did not remember the one who formed him. That in his self-centeredness, he abandoned God. One sighs that one does over his sins. one sorrow that he does, that he internalizes, that he feels. Hayagon yavo mer tohar neshama elyona v'nirtzata v'zeh yoter me'asher teratzeh barov yisurei haguf. Sorrow has this unique property that it brings about purification of the soul that's from above and is more desired than bodily affliction and suffering. The fourth principle, Haikarvi, Hatsar b'maase, expressions of sorrow. Halev v'enayim shnei sasri ahet. The eyes and the heart are the two agents of sin. Therefore, it's specifically in those two areas, meaning in the eyes and in the heart, that a person must seek atonement from sin. The heart is atoned of sins with bitterness and sighing. The breaking of the heart, the eyes, yichupar b'dimaot, the eyes are toned through tears. The fifth principle, hadehaga, worry. Ki yidag v'yifchad me'onesh avonotav. He must worry and be scared from the punishment of his sins. Ki yesh avonot she'atshuva tola kaparatam v'yisurim memrakim. For there are sins that repentance suspends and only suffering ultimately purges. Sorrow, hayagon, this is on the past. Worry, this fifth principle, hadaga, this is on the future. That perhaps he's not completed the amount due for his sin with all of the suffering he has bared. Perhaps his cries have not been enough. It's worry. Only the fool angers God and then walks in confidence. Also, a person, a Baal Tshuva, must constantly be on the guard and be concerned and be worried that once again his sin will overtake him. For there's already precedent that it has before. Habusha, shame, is the sixth principle. V'hineh chote yevosh meod la'avod averot lifnei bnei adam. Man would be mortified that his sins be known, that his sins be in the eyes of people around him. He would sink to no end in the mere thought that a human being would know of his improper deeds. How can a person then not be embarrassed before his Creator? How can he not possess shame? Hakniya b'cholev v'hashiflut. The seventh principle, humbling and lowering oneself. Ki amakir et boro yeda kama haover al devarav shach v'shafav v'nigra me'erko. For one who recognizes his Creator knows how abased, low and fallen in worth he is. And in particular, he that goes against his words. The sacrifices that Hashem asks of us is broken spirit. Is to have a broken and contrite heart. And this God does not despise. Lev nishba v'nitkei Elokim lo tivzeh. Humility. The trait of humility, more than any other trait, is the trait by which one finds favor with Hashem. In particular, humility in relationship to tshuva is to raise and glorify the services of Hashem and take no personal credit. A realization that his deeds are small in relationship to his obligations to the service of Hashem. Therefore, he should humble himself and act unobtrusively and privately. Notwithstanding the fact that pride, ga'ava, the opposite of humility and being humble, in itself brings about many sins and increases desire in man's heart. Person should always realize and recognize that he himself may only be living to a small fraction of his potential, but every other person around him may very well be acting to the utmost of their potential, and every other person may be all that much greater than him, despite how he may view them and see them. Each and every person has to see himself and recognize that they may be reaching their potential, but we know inside that we're not. Hachna b'maaseh, humility indeed. Shitnaheg b'mane rach. He must accustom himself to answer others softly. B'kol namuch, with a low voice. With lowered eyes. V'simanei ha'achna'ah, he acts with the signs of humility. Even if he himself is not humility, but be acting with the signs of humility, he will draw himself towards it. Manerach, answering softly, v'kol hanamuch, with a voice which is soft, v'shachut a'ayin, with lowered eyes. Yes, kiruhu lachniat libo, they will be the things that remember him to humble his heart. The ninth principle, shirata ta'ava agashmit, the breaking of physical desire. Yashiv elibo ki ata'ava olela lenafsho lahatov limsho havon b'havle hashaveh. He must settle in his heart that desire is what brings his soul to sin and is what draws transgression through falsehood. V'yaseh gader lishmor et derech hatshuva v'yifrosh min hatanugim. He must make boundaries to the path of repentance and separate from pleasures. He must not run after desires for even things that are permitted, but rather act in the fashion that is needed and partake of only what is necessary. As long as man runs after lusts and physical desires, he is distancing his path of reason, and his desires will strengthen against him. tenth principle. Lehetiv palav bedvar asher zada alav. Amelioration of deeds in the same areas as the sin. That one makes use of the same faculties that brought him to sin, that were involved in the sin, for the sake of heaven. If he looked into improperly clad things, people, he ran after the desires of the nature of the eyes, he then has to make use of his eyes in a fashion where they are always lowered. Im chatab lashon hara, if he sinned through tale-bearing, yasok b'torah, he should use those lips now for Torah. With any of his limbs that he used for sin, he should use those limbs now for being mekayim mitzvot, for performing and doing the commands of God. The 11th principle, chipus derachav, searching one's ways. There are three reasons for this. One, in order that a person should remember the things which he sinned, in order that he should be able to do vidoy, that he should admit them before God, which is one of the principles of halacha, principles of law in tshuva. The second, to further humble his heart with the realization, through having searched and found sin in himself and his life, that he has been rebellious to God and has no right to raise his head up above anyone. And the third reason, in order to be able to protect himself, that by knowing where he has already set precedent for sin, that he will then know where to establish for himself further borders to protect himself from further sin. The 12th principle, Sarich Shiachkor V'yada V'yakir Godel Onesh L'chol Echad Ma'avonotav, investigating the magnitude of sin. By knowing what punishments are due to such a person for the acts of rebellion that he does against God. From realizing this, he can instill within himself fear of the heavens by recognizing that there are, in fact, repercussions to his actions that God will punish for sin. The 13th principle, Liot Averot Akalot Hamurot Be'enav, that he sees the light sins as great sins in his eyes. That he recognize and realize that every single sin, every single violation, no matter how small, is a violation of God's will. Not to think in terms of the sin, but to think in terms of the one who commanded him and in his relationship to that one. And that realizing that the small sins add up, and that the small sins lead one to the bigger sins. And that worst of all, that the small sins lead a person to believe that there is no sin. That he becomes a mumar, an apostate, to a single point, a single issue within all of Torah Kula, that he becomes apostate to the word of his Creator. Even through the smallest sin, by not seeing its great value, but instead making it valueless. Nothing is more destructive than saying, oh, that's not such a big deal. The 14th principle, Havidoi, confession. It is part and parcel of the mitzvah of tshuva, of the command of repentance, that we admit before God our sins. The 15th principle, tefillah, prayer. Yitpalel al Hashem yivakesh rahamim lechaper et kol avonotav, that he should pray to God and beseech and request of him that he forgive him for his sins. Our prayers are all we have now, as we don't have the Beit HaMikdash. We don't have the sacrifices. So with prayer we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accept our tefillot as payment for the offerings that we should be bringing in the temple that was destroyed by virtue of our misdeeds that we've continued all the way into this generation. We pray that the Kaddish Baruch Hu accept us and return us once again into the light of his desire for us, that he should desire us and see us without sin, return us to where we were before we rebelled. And we pray most of all to Hashem, Hashiveni v'ashuva ki ata Hashem Elokai, turn me, Hashem, you, Hashem, help me to turn and return. For with your help I will return and do tshuva. For you are Hashem, my God. You are the one that can make this possible and help me to return to you. The 16th principle, Tikkun Hamuvat Vasher Yuchal Ditkon, to correct misdeeds as far as possible. Ki bedvarim sheben adam lechavero kamo hagazel vehamas lo yitkaper avono ad asher yashiv et hagezela. That when it comes to matters between one man and another, Hashem does not forgive until we have received forgiveness from our fellow who we have wronged. The 17th principle, Lirdof Pu'ulot HaChesed VaEmet, to pursue kindness and truth. Through acts of chesed, mida keneged mida, measure for measure, we ask that for our alleviating someone else's yisurin, someone else's troubles, by acting with chesed to them, we ask that Hashem act in chesed and kindness with us, and not bring upon us the yisurin, the troubles, and the anguish that is due to us for our sins. God forbid, if they had been at that level that required yisurin for our forgiveness. We don't pay off Hashem. We have to do tshuva in total and full. But we can ask Hashem to hold back from the Yisurin, from the troubles, Mida Keneged Mida. And truth, with truth, sins are forgiven. Again, Hashem does not take bribes. But with truth, with uplifting the Torah and making it shine before the eyes of the Jewish people and all those that see, by lowering falsehood to the dust, by sanctifying Hashem's name, by increasing glory and honor to Hashem and His Torah, we act against, God forbid, if we have ever desecrated Hashem's name, and in so doing so, again, Mida Keneged Mida, through lifting His truth, by making His truth known in the world, we hope to remove the falsehood which we put into the world. And with that, again, that Hashem should hold back the Yisurin, He should hold back the troubles that would have been due to us for this, and the death that should be for us, God forbid, who have desecrated God's name. The 18th principle, Hayot Chatato Negdo Tamid, that He constantly remembers His sins, that they stand before Him always as a reminder of what He has done, to incite within Him shame, to be a means to bolster and push Him towards further repentance and awe of heaven. Ha'ikatishasar, the 19th principle, Aziva al-Chet'o b'izdamenlo v'hu b'tokech ta'avato, forsaking sin when challenged, when in the midst of great desire, that this ultimate form of tshuva, that we should bring ourselves to the level of awe of heaven, so that being challenged again, God forbid, in the same place where we were challenged before and had failed, that if there we overcome, if there we succeed in placing God before us instead of our desires, then we have a complete and total tshuva that, as the Chachamim tell us, reaches up into the Kisei HaKavod, to the throne of glory. And even if we are not challenged, but that we have raised ourselves to that level of awe that we would succeed, we then would have been Mekayem, we would have established this principle of forsaking sin in the midst of challenge, of the same desire and nature and time and place and so forth. Ha'ikara Esrim, the 20th principle, is to turn others from sin. La'ashiv rabim me'avon kasher tasig yado, having ourselves gone through the sin, gives us the ability to empathize with someone else who has been in that position, to instantly give us a rapport and ability to connect with somebody else who is down in the pit, to be able to put our hands forward and tell them, I feel your pain, I feel the pain of your soul, because I felt that way, I was also in that pit, I was also in the midst of sin as you were. And I found Torah, and I found God, and I found truth. I found ultimate good is not here in the momentary pleasure. Come with me. Leave with me. Let's move forward in the service of God. This is real tochacha. This is real admonition. This is real rebuke. This is the rebuke from our hearts to our fellow Jew. we that have repented, because we've been there, the best way for us to change who we are, to completely remove sin from within ourselves, is to bind with each and every Jew and to lift each and every Jew out with us. And with that, God willing, we will see Mashiach Tzidkenu b'mirah b'yameinu. God willing, we will see the Messiah quickly in our days. And God willing, the zchut, the merit of being mekayem, of establishing and making happen these 20 principles which we summarized now, making them a reality in our lives, that will be the zchut, that will be the merit that brings the Mashiach speedier than our days.